The 2009 Pacific Salmon Treaty Agreement with Canada resulted in a 15% cut to the king salmon catch in Southeast. Along with that reduction came federal appropriations of over $14.5 million. The state of Alaska created a Chinook salmon fishery mitigation program to spend the money. Gordy Williams is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's program coordinator.
It was recognized that the primary impact of these reductions was going to be onto the hook and line fisheries in Southeast and the industries and the communities that are affected by those fisheries. And that's where the funds have been targeted.
The state formed a stakeholder advisory group to make recommendations on spending the money in three different areas. Williams says one use of the money has been direct payments to commercial permit holders.
The commercial trawlers have the most one-to-one direct impact of this reduction in their summer fishery is where the largest amount of this 15% reduction is felt. So providing some compensation to those trawlers for the reduced amount of fish that they harvested in that summer season was recommended and approved by the state. It's gone forward.
Payments to the fishermen will total about $6 million by the time that program wraps up next year. Amounts vary depending on whether a permit holder has fished in recent years and the pounds caught during those years. The latest application period for direct payments closed in early December. Williams says another use of the money has been hatchery enhancement projects, primarily for king and coho salmon rearing and releases.
To provide some extra opportunity, it's included some hatchery upgrades and infrastructure, some additional production, development of some remote release sites, especially for aid the sport fishery to put some opportunity into different areas. So it's been a suite of projects.
Once it finishes up, that part of the program will total around $3 million in enhancement projects. In the Petersburg area, the money has helped fund a heat exchanger for the King and Coho hatchery at Crystal Lake on southern Mitkoff Island. It's also financing a new remote release of Crystal Lake Kings near City Creek. That's scheduled to start up in 2014. Elsewhere, it's paid for rearing capacity expansion, heaters, filters, and water supply upgrades for hatchery programs around Southeast. Another round of grants for enhancement is planned in 2014, and the application period for that program is open until early January. That's also the case for another grant program funded by the mitigation money. About $5 million is going to infrastructure projects proposed by municipalities, companies, and fishing businesses.
There's been work done on providing additional ice for sport and commercial boats in the region, been some infrastructure for helping with unloading and handling of fish. There's been some efforts put into fuel availability, and there's been a fair amount put into recognizing issues with the fish waste in the sport fishery in harbors. I know Petersburg and Sitka have used some of the funds to look at those issues.
In Petersburg, one grant will pay for a new fish cleaning float that the borough plans to install in South Harbor. Petersburg's borough assembly voted to spend some of the $225,000 grant for design work on that new float this month. Another grant of $45,000 goes to the Petersburg borough for a troller work float in the harbor. And the Petersburg seafood processing company Tonka Seafoods also plans to offer a fish cleaning station for the sport fishing fleet next year at Tonka's new location. That's about a mile south of downtown. The company won a grant of nearly $300,000 for the work. Tonka's Seth Scrimshire explains.
The plan is to remodel an existing float system we have here on the south side of the building. And we're going to turn that into a fish cleaning station complete with grinder to disperse the waste out into the narrows there.
Scrimshire hopes that grinding up and discarding the sport fish waste away from Petersburg's harbor could help with problem sea lions that are plaguing harbor users. The local sport fishing fleet will also have a new spot to get ice for their catch at Tonka's planned float. Scrimshire says Tonka plans to start work on that float in the spring. Tonka also won a grant to expand its troll fish buying. And elsewhere around the region, infrastructure grants have paid for ice machines, along with freezing and processing equipment for fishing boats and processing companies. Other examples are a fuel line extension in Yakutat, along with fuel tanks and a hoist for the fish buying station at the Wooden Wheel Trading Post and Port Protection on Northern Prince of Wales. The application period is still open for both salmon enhancement and infrastructure grants, but closes in early January. That will be the final round of grants under the program. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.